You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. Joel Kasem is my name, and yes, I'm back. You're very welcome. Also joining me this week to talk all things rugby league and cricket, and we're going to even talk to Stella from the Queer Sporting Alliance. There's so much happening. Joining me, it's Gabby Morris and Mick Rad.
Hey, welcome back, Joel. You're back from having your ukulele and your vodka something
sunrises,
and there's no ocean behind you. You have a nice holiday, did you, Joel?
You know what, guys? I'm going to let you in on a little secret here.
What?
Although it sounded like I was on a holiday, I really wasn't.
What?
I know a lot of people.
What?
I know. It's the wonders of sound technology that we have and I have in my house. I was at my house. I didn't go away. I didn't go on a holiday. Well, I guess this will just lead us straight into our goal and goal streaker, because
sure,
my goal is we had a baby.
Daddy-o. Big
That's
daddy
right.
in the
Holy
house.
Moly, just like that.
I'm a dad.
Just like that.
It's like it happened overnight.
Did you seduce your partner with your ukulele and the vodka sunrises, and then you made a baby, right?
Yeah.
Pretty
and
much.
Listen, I heard you make jokes about my ukulele playing. That was me playing. I was holding it up to the microphone as close as I could. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few different instruments here. And
Prove it. I don't believe it for a second.
Do it live for us right now.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I had a baby. I thought that was pretty big news, but no. Well,
oh my God. Sorry. That's so true. You have a baby.
In a moment when you guys start talking, I'll walk out of the room and I'll get it.
It's okay. You don't have to. You can do another special episode with Joel's ukulele playing. Also, but congratulations, Joel.
Thank you very much.
I know you didn't do the hard work, but you know.
No, that's right. I did very little. So my partner and the baby have done all the work.
So, Daddy, what's the vibe? What's the go? You got a good baby? Have you been sleeping?
Well, great baby, and that's also a goal. She is amazing. I love her so much. She's the greatest thing that's ever happened. That does, of course, lead me into the end goal where sleep is non-existent, and when it is, it's very little broken. So, 3 weeks of no rest has been difficult, but I don't know. I don't know if this Zoom. So we're on Zoom, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone. If you can't tell, we're not in the studio. We are back on Zoom for this week. I'm too tired to go into the studio, and Mick is unwell. So we thought we'd jump back on here. And I don't know if it's the camera, but I actually don't look that tired. I'm looking all
right. I think you look quite good, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought
you've
the
used
holiday
a smoothing
has done
effect.
You well.
I
must
smoothing
have,
effect on
it,
Zoom. That's
it
what
has to be on here. I don't know. I don't know how to do it, but it must be on there. So
you totally have.
Yeah. So no sleep. That is definitely my own goal. And I do have a streaker as well, because in this period where I haven't been at work and just been at home with the baby, my partner, so we've spoken about it before, I'm allergic to dairy, can't have any sort of dairy. And I miss having milkshakes. And I love milkshakes.
Where's this going?
Well, my partner said that you can get just get one of those soy milk or almond milk milkshakes. They exist. I was like, they do. Got a chocolate one. Beautiful. Loved it.
Wait, what? This is your first experience of doing that? It's 2023, Joel. The nut
I didn't know.
Been around forever.
I didn't know.
Also, today they've just announced a big almond milk recall. So be careful there. someone just got botulism from almond milk. So
no, that's terrible.
So yes, hello, I'm back. And how are you guys?
Very good, very good.
We're good. We've been, sleeping, chilling out, doing our show, failing to put it on air properly. You know, everything's been falling apart around
the
us.
The one week that I'm hosting the show, behind the helm, he forgets to put it on air.
I didn't forget.
Devastated.
I apologize to all our listeners who tried to listen to our show last Friday. It was not live. It was pre-recorded and it didn't get on. So we had to replay the previous week. I shouldn't even mention it because if it didn't, now that I've said it, everyone's going to know. But it,
exactly.
You know,
it's a fantastic episode. You should go online and listen.
It's online. Right? You can find it on Spotify and the website.
That's definitely your own goal for sure.
It is my own goal. My goal, though, is, guys, I've been tapped on the shoulder. I've had a contact on Twitter from a rival sporting program. I'm going to be on New Zealand radio talking about the Parramatta Eels on SEN New Zealand. I don't know how this has happened. I have no idea how, but apparently because I'm a Parramatta fan, they wanted to find a Parramatta fan who could talk on radio, and I'm going to be doing that. So I'm quite excited to spread awesome. My wings. I'm never leaving you guys, of course. And I'll never get too big in my boots, but being on national sporting radio in New Zealand, you never know. I might be able to just move to the crazy island of earthquakes and stuff.
Go to the over the ditch.
Are you doing
a Kiwi accent? The ditch.
Is this a one-off? Are you doing this the whole season? Are you doing it for 5 minutes? Are you doing it for the whole
season?
Well,
as you know, Joel, once they hear my voice, I'll be like, can you come back every week?
Yes. No, you've always said you got a voice.
Nobody wants to hear you talk about the Parramatta Eels for that long. I don't think it's a secure job.
My own goal was probably that one I just said. What did we say was my own goal?
Yeah, you stuffed up my radio.
I stuffed up last week. Yeah, that was definitely an own goal. Streaker, I'm not in the studio because I've got a scratchy throat. I worked with a guy who had COVID yesterday. I've done a RAT test just before going onto the show. I've got it right here. I haven't looked at it yet. We're going to have a look. We're going to have a look.
Is it a reveal?
Oh, my God, it's positive.
That's the second one line. You need two lines to be positive.
What's that top line? Oh,
that's
my God,
control
so
line. Oh, my God, it's a lot. Two lines is bad. One line is good. I do not, according to this, have COVID. So I'm quite happy about that. But, yeah, I didn't know. I still have a sore throat, and I'm hoping it's not just not showing up right. But
we're loving technology doing this via Zoom because we don't want to be anywhere near you. So thanks for that. Yeah. Quickly, my goal this week is that I went to the beach with my mate, and it was really fun little body surfing waves, and I was able to be the bodyboard for my friend. So she could just body surf me around town on the waves. It was extremely funny and very fun. Highly recommend finding a friend who can do that for you. If not, just tap me on the shoulder.
So hang on. Were they literally then just holding onto your shoulder?
You just kind of go light as a feather, stiff as a board. No, you just pretend to be, you just like be really stiff and then put your arms out and then you get them to jump on your back and hold you like around your neck. And we went flying. It was so fun.
I love that.
This is what you do when you're middle-aged. I mean, in my mid-30s, not middle-aged. own goal. Oh, my God. This week I dropped 3 punnets of one punnet of strawberries, one punnet of blueberries, and one punnet of cherry tomatoes in the IGA. I don't know what was happening.
On the ground.
I had the full dropsies. Yeah. And I had to do the thing where I was like, I am so sorry, but like, I'm definitely not buying that. So like, you have to clean it up.
Isn't it funny how you do that in a supermarket and you got, you know, like the supermarket can just carry the cost of that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not.
Yeah. I've done it once with a tub of hummus and I was like, it just went everywhere. And she was like, you can have it if you want for free. And I was like, well, half of it's on the floor. So
there's
like
a life hack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Streaker of the week. I think the main streak of the week was that I was scared by Rosie this last weekend. Like normally
she got you back.
She got me back, but it wasn't intentional. I went flying. I almost got kind of emotional about it. And then I really realized like how stressful it can be scaring someone. So that was a surprise. That was a big surprise for me. But yeah, that's me. Should we talk about World Pride?
Yeah. Finally, you come along.
World Pride, and Sydney is hosting. And this year's Big Gay Extravaganza is an exciting festival full of hundreds of events, from arts, concerts, parties, and most excitingly, lots of sporting events. You can check out all the World Pride sporting stuff on their website, worldpride.com or something. But today on the show, we have the founder and the director of the Queer Sporting Alliance. Please welcome Stella.
Thank you.
Hello. And you are zooming in from?
I'm in Melbourne, calling in from the lands of the Wurundjeri people.
Beautiful. First of all, we like to get into the nitty-gritty. We want to know what your sporting credentials are. We like to ask our guests if they've got any sporting credentials. Do you have any?
Look, credentials is a very loose term. I won an award a couple of years ago for Sports Person of the Year, and we thought that was hilarious because I couldn't even run for the tram. And I'm not particularly good at any of the sports that we actually offer. And that's kind of what QSA is about. It's our unofficial motto is can't catch, can't throw, you're in. So do I have sporting credentials? No.
But you obviously are a big advocate and you love and play sport. I'm wondering if QSA also gives out like most enthusiastic awards, which my sister used to get a lot because she would just kind of like blink her eyes when a ball would come to her. She would get most enthusiastic for being on cheering on the side. But yeah, just tell us a little bit about the Queer Sporting Alliance and why it came about.
Look, it came about as a result of me not being particularly good at sport. And moving to a new city, I'd moved to Melbourne. I didn't have any mates. And I thought, what am I going to do? Melbourne has a big drinking culture, which I love. Like I love getting on the beers, but not all the time, not every night. So I thought I would start a queer basketball team because I've always wanted to do that. And I always felt like a bit of an outlier when I was playing sport as a kid. So that's how it came about. I kind of looked around at the ragtag group of people that I'd actually got to know pretty briefly and said, would you like to start a basketball team? And they said, I don't know how to play, we'll be shit. And I said, that's fine, it'll be okay.
That's how we started this radio show.
Yeah.
The greatest things start that way. I think you just have a crack. That's what straight people do all the time. They have a crack when they don't know what they're doing and they succeed. I think the queers need to get onto that because it seems to work. So that's how it started, and it's grown exponentially from there. We've grown from six people to be a 1,000 member club right across Australia and into New Zealand, doing more than basketball. So we've definitely bitten off more rainbow than we can chew.
So what sports do you offer? Like, what is it? Where are you guys at now at the moment?
So we've got community basketball, social roller skating. It's not roller derby. It's more skating around to Xanadu and looking fabulous. and ultimate frisbee.
Oh, really?
I love Ultimate Frisbee. I played Ultimate Frisbee once where everyone had to sing a song at the end of the game. Winners and losers good. Then had to compete and make a song up that was based on somehow during the game. And then the winner was basically the winner of the song rather than the winner of the game. It was really awesome. Strange.
That sounds like peak QSA. We should get onto that.
Yeah, it does. I really love Ultimate Frisbee, and I used to play a lot in high school because I had a Canadian sports teacher. And she just loved teaching us about Ultimate Frisbee. So I became obsessed. And also I have all these on my Instagram reels, all these highlights of like ESPN Ultimate Frisbee. And it is so addictive. It's crazy because it's kind of like National Football League. It's like that kind of same sort of hype around it. It's insane.
Yeah, it's huge. Your Instagram algorithms seem better than mine. Mine are like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yeah, I think that's a scary thing to hand over your Instagram explore feed to anyone and just let them see your like deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, I'm deeply ashamed but highly addicted.
But Stella, tell us about basketball. What is basketball? I'm really intrigued.
Basketball. It's not basketball and roller skating at the same time. We would never get insurance. That would be a high risk insurance activity, but it's a basketball game as an exhibition match where we've got QSA players teamed up with players from the NBL and the WNBL and hosted. Oh no, Bryony's actually going to play. Bryony Dawson. If you don't know they are, get around them. They're an amazing host, and we managed to convince them to MC our event. And they'll be playing as well. And then after the basketball game, we'll have a big old queer roller disco.
Incredible. Awesome. And where is it? Cool. It's in Sydney, and it's located
KGV Sports Centre, which is just a spectacular, like I say a spectacular sports centre and you're like, how spectacular can it be? But it's underneath the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the backdrop of the basketball courts is this massive heritage listed mural. It's quite something. So just to go alone, just to have a look at the sports centre is pretty cool. That sounds like the queerest thing I've ever said, but I genuinely mean like it's such a great building. I was really actually awestruck when I saw it. Just for the location as well, being under the bridge, but yeah, it's going to be a cool night. It's only $10, but if you can't afford it, hit up the club. We'll give you a ticket for free. One of the things that we really took away from when our first sort of interactions with buying tickets to World Pride was, how do people afford this? Oh. Like, it's too expensive.
Totally.
So I wanted to have a free event. So I went to our sponsor champions. Can we do a free event? And they said no. So I had to put a ticket price. So I was like $10. But if you can't afford it, let me know and we'll give you a ticket for free.
Amazing. That's so great. It's really, I think it's just such a great initiative that you guys have got going on. I think for many people in the queer space, it can be really daunting joining sporting teams, especially very gendered sporting teams. So I think it's really exciting to see something like this happening. And I hope you guys get bigger and there's more sort of community sports clubs like it. You know, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is exciting. When we started out, we took it pretty seriously, even though there were six of us, and we did a bit of a recce of all the other queer sporting clubs that existed at the time. And we noticed that it really replicated what was going on in sort of mainstream community sports clubs, which they were run by cis, white, well-off dudes, really well-intentioned, but not as inclusive as they probably could be. So that's where we started. And our main aim wasn't really about inclusion, but starting a club that its main aim was transgender participation. Yeah. And if you happen to be straight cis dude who wants to play, you can, which weirdly that has now become a bit of a jump with straight white guys wanting to join. And I think that just really speaks to community sport, that it's just a bit of a gross place to play because everyone takes it way too seriously. And QSA's whole thing has been like, we're not playing for sheep stations. Like, we just want to have a go and laugh and have a crack at it. Yeah. So I think that's it in its nutshell, that the reason for our growth has been not just the sponsorship from Champion, which has been amazing, but we just want to change the way that Australians view sport and participate in sport, that it doesn't have to be exclusively expensive.
Yeah, I have noticed that people are starting to play in comps where they aren't really keeping score anymore. Like, and they don't call them referees and umpires. They're more just like assistants, you know, and it seems to be a lot of people now who are really keen just to play sport for the love of being in the community and playing the sport and not really concerned about scores and ladders and getting too competitive. Sure, it can be competitive, and obviously that's part of a sport, but there are people who just want to play for the love of the exercise and the meeting people. So I've noticed a big shift towards that in the last few years.
Yeah. I don't think QSA is ready to not take score because we've still got people that are competitive, including myself. But it's one of those things about learning to lose. Like, our first season, we lost every single game, but we had such a good time. It really confused the hell out of the opposition because we just end and be like, yeah, it's so much fun. So much so that another team that wasn't having fun but losing every week said to us, can we just be part of your club because we want to have fun losing. We want to be fun. We want to have fun being losers as well. I'm like, cool, let's start a club.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've spoken about this before, the three of us, that we've all played, you know, community sports on a social level, but just sort of notice that, like, it can just get so intense and aggro so quickly. And I think, like, the three of us are pretty competitive, but, like, on a healthy level. And I think that I find that the most frustrating. So it's really, I don't know, it's really nice to hear that, like, you can join clubs that aren't just focused around being, I mean, it is often, I do play mixed sports, and often it is this is aggro straight white man that gets, like, into fist fights and wants to, like, score all the goals. But there are definitely times where you, but I feel like, you know, it's I think that's the thing about community sport, is it, I find it, like, it's so important for people to feel included and welcomed, because it's such an amazing feeling playing a team sport. Like, I couldn't go on and on about this, but if people don't play sport, you just try it. Like, try and, you know, join QSA and find out that there are people out there that are warm and welcoming, and even if you can't catch a ball, it's still great fun.
We've got people that have joined that don't play. They just come and sit on the bench. Yeah. And that's enough for them. And that's enough for us as well, where there's no pressure. There's no pressure on people attending training. We run training sessions where we never say, oh, why didn't you turn up? We get it. You've got a life, or you wanted to sleep in. But there's a lot of pressure or drink beers, like, whatever. there's all this pressure around community sport. Like, it's really strange. And it's always stuck with me that, why can't we just, I'm probably a bit of a community sport communist, but I just think it should be free for everybody to play sport. It should just be part of what you get. Like, you get to pick a sport every year and it's free.
So
that's what I hope QSA is going to be in the next 10 years, is that it's just pure community sport that you can play. You can get cool champion stuff. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Thank you, Stella, so much. It's been fantastic to talk to you. Very excited to see where the Queer Sporting Alliance goes in the future. If you're interested in going to the event, it's next Thursday on the 23rd of Feb. You can go to the Queer Sporting Alliance Instagram and website to get more details. But yeah, happy World Pride. Very excited. Thank you so much, Stella.
Thanks for having me. You can also go to the World Pride website to find out, to get the tickets as well. Just type in bar, BA, skate, space, ball.
Yes, perfect. And also on that, there are lots of other sporting events that you can go check out. There's heaps of information about World Pride sports. So yeah, get sporty, people.
All right. Yeah. So I guess it's time for some sport.
It is. Did you guys do any sports talk while I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Well, you've made that many errors. I'm not sure. You could have.
Excuse me. Who knows? I even had sound grabs from the internet.
Gabby was so professional.
Thank
you. She
brought
in sound grabs. She played them live. Like,
Daddy, I was hoping you'd listen and be proud, but you didn't.
When I get a chance, I promise I will listen.
Good. Children. That's what I want. I want to make you proud. We talked about the World Slapping League, surfing, cricket. We covered it all.
Excellent. Well, I don't have to hear it now. Yeah. Now, last weekend saw the beginning of the trials for the NRL. It's 2 weeks of trials. They actually made it into some sort of competition this year. I don't want to talk about it because the Tigers are coming dead last. So it doesn't matter. But the All-Stars game happened. The Māori All-Stars and the Indigenous All-Stars traveled to New Zealand for the first time to play in New Zealand. They've played plenty of times before. And it was, we had the men's game. We had the women's game. I think there was even a mixed touch game before that. Huge day. Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's Friday here. I'm sure you've already heard the scores, but the Indigenous side won the men's and the Māori side won the women's. Mick, did you see any of it? Did you enjoy it?
I saw the highlights. I didn't watch it live, but there's some really good, you know, good run out for a lot of those players. And, you know, these teams unfortunately didn't have the full complement of who they could have had. So it could have been a bigger event, that sort of. But the players that did play were great, and there's some really positive signs for a few clubs some of these players might be on the fringes who impressed. So it's exciting, as always, to see the Indigenous talent that we have in this country. And the Māori players are over in New Zealand. So, yeah, good spectacle.
Very exciting. Also, big shout out to New Zealanders at the moment, going through a very stressful, tough time with the state of emergency announced because of Cyclone Gabrielle. Nothing to do with me. Also an earthquake. It's just absolutely awful. So lots of love and well wishes to our New Zealander friends.
Yeah. And it is affecting sport as well because we're not going to talk about it in this show, but I'm going to say it right now. In the basketball, the NBL finals are happening in Australia. It's the basketball. It's the semis, and the Breakers, who are the New Zealand team, are playing the Jack Jumpers from Tasmania. They played their first game in Auckland and then had to fly. So the Jack Jumpers had to fly because then the next game is going to be in Hobart. They had to fly, like, they played the game, and at 3 a.m. the next morning, they had to be at the airport to fly out at 6. And if they miss it, there was going to be no more flights. So they had to get on this, like, super early flight. Yeah. And there's obviously going to be another trial game over in New Zealand this weekend in the NRL. There's a lot of drama around it because they're not sure what's happening, if they can get, you know, all the stuff there and then the players. And it's pretty bad. Back into last weekend, though, the Dolphins played their first official game at the NRL. Well, sort of. Well, they played an NRL opposition, and their coach, Wayne Bennett, decided not to go with them.
Weird.
Very, very weird. And they had a trial
sick
the week earlier. Mick, do you know? Because I don't think anyone said anything. It's sort of
There's no reason being given. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't go. Maybe it was a sort of a B-string side, I guess. So maybe you just thought, no, it's not worth me going for this one. Maybe they don't have enough money. Maybe the Dolphins haven't had any crowds yet, so they got no money to do it. I don't know.
Maybe. It was in Cairns. It was about 80 degrees, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound that appealing to me. So I get it. Right. I get it for him.
However, they did play. They had a 22-all draw with the Cowboys, who had a sensational season last year, but then I don't think they took anyone with them. Jack Bostock was the first scorer, a try scorer in Dolphins.
He sounds like a cowboy.
There you go. A very cowboy name, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Bostock.
Yeah.
Jack Bostock.
or is maybe a brand of shoe?
I think, I think the first week of trials mean nothing, but I'm also, but I am excited to hear that there is a documentary about the Dolphins team coming out next month, Dawn of the Dolphins. It's going to be like a behind the scenes about how the Dolphins have come to be in the NRL, how they went around recruiting players, the sort of boardroom videos. And it's going to be, it's like, you know, there's ones where you see it on Netflix where they go and follow teams around and see how it goes. That sort of thing. I don't think it's been done for the NRL before, so it should be cool.
Yeah, I mean, they can't because it's just white powder and fisticuffs everywhere. So it's not.
Yeah. As we speak, the NRL and the RR Rugby League Players Association are trying to come to some sort of agreement on players' minimum wages and health insurance and all this sort of stuff. And it actually could threaten the start of the NRL season. We don't really know exactly what's going to happen if they don't come to an agreement. But, yeah, it's a bit of a risk right now with the season's only like 2 weeks away.
Mm.
So, anyway, we hope that sorts itself out.
Yeah, we'll see. Moving on to cricket. T20 Women's World Cup is happening. Australia are on fire. They've played their first two games, absolutely demolished New Zealand in the first one, had a much closer game against Bangladesh in their second. But, looking good.
Australia, yes.
Top of their pool. They are the current champions. And, yeah, looking fantastic.
Oh, Ash.
Oh, and Ash Gardner, what a legend. I mean, so not only did she just get the best figures by an Australian at a World Cup, she's just been given the biggest auction price at the WPL, which is the Indian Premier League for women. Amazing for women's cricket that there's an investment.
What does that
mean? So what happens is all the clubs bid for players to play for their teams for that season.
So she's
Gardner is getting $558,000 to play for the season for the Gujarat Giants, which
is
awesome. That's more money than Sam Kerr gets for Chelsea. It's more money than the highest WNBA player.
Really?
This is bigger money than those two.
Good on her.
It's awesome. And Beth Mooney also going to Gujarat Giants. She's getting $350,000 a year. So a whole bunch of Australians have been picked up, which is great for women's cricket worldwide.
Love it. Love it.
And in more cricket news, Australia is playing India in the men's test. There's a four-test series happening over in India. The first game was embarrassingly bad for Australia. One shining light was Todd Murphy, who was playing his first ever game for Australia, took 7 for 124 their 400 runs that they scored, and we couldn't match at all in two innings. Terrible game. Game two starts, I think it would have started this morning for you listening live. We're a day ahead, so we're behind. We're a day. There's a day there that we're not part of, so we don't know.
How could we be a day ahead?
It could already be over. We are playing that bad.
And just quickly, the Super Bowl happened. Kansas City won. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Best Super Bowl I've probably seen in my life.
Who cares about the actual football? Rihanna, what? Halftime show, blew my...
It wasn't better than the game, Gabby. Come on.
It was 100% better than the game. Go and watch it. It's on YouTube.
We'll have a whole separate podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. If there's nothing else, we've got to go to a game.
All right. What's the one question? Go.
One question. Sure. So I just mentioned Todd Murphy taking a 7-wicket haul. He's now one of how many Aussies to accomplish that feat in their first test?
One other one. I think. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Guessing.
Six.
Six people have done it. There you go.
There you go.
We'll look it up later.
See you next week.
That's right. Hopefully back in the studio next week.
Thanks to Stella for being joining us
today.
Thanks,
Stella and the Queer Sporting Alliance.
See you all.
Bye.
Across the Park on 2SER is not your typical multi-award-winning sports show. Each Friday night at 7, join Joel, Gabby and Mick as they attempt to deliver their unique brand of hard-hitting, slow-witted sports analysis.
And just go for a swim like this.
Across the Park, the program ranked number 2 on the 2SER website when viewed in alphabetical order.
This is a great show. It's three people sitting there saying penitent at each other for half an hour.